Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, Karma Yoga. And text number 20, isn't it? 20? Yes. Okay. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanajana Shalakshaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayarupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sargijatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sintubhyayvacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namum namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Yes, now 20. Oh, okay, yeah. Karmanai vahis samsidim ashtita jana kadaya loka sangraham evapi sampashyan kartum arhasi. Karmanai vahis samsidim ashtita jana kadaya Loka sangraham eva pi sampashyan kartum arhasi karmana iva hi sam siddhim hi astita janakadaya Loka sangraham eva pi sampashyan kartum arhasi Karmanai vahi samsidim Ashtita jana kadaya Loka sangraham eva api Sampashyan kartum arhasi Please Karmanai vahi samsidim Ashtita jana kadaya Loka sangraham eva api sampashyan kartum arhasi karmana by work eva even he certainly samsidim in perfection ashtitaha situated janaka adayaha janaka and other kings Loka sangraham, the people in general, eva api, also, sampashyan, considering, kartum, to act, arhasi, you deserve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Kings such as Janaka attained perfection solely by performance of prescribed duties. Therefore, just for the sake of educating the people in general, you should perform your work. Purport. Kings like Janaka were all self-realized souls. Consequently, they had no obligation to perform the prescribed duties in the Vedas. Nonetheless, they performed all prescribed activities just to set examples for the people in general. Janaka was the father of Sita and father-in-law of Lord Sri Rama. Being a great devotee of the Lord, he was transcendentally situated, but because he was the king of Mithila, a subdivision of Bihar province in India, he had to teach his subjects how to perform prescribed duties. Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Lord's eternal friend, had no need to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, but they fought to teach people in general that violence is also necessary in a situation where good arguments fail. Before the battle of Kurukshetra, every effort was made to avoid the war, even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the other party was determined to fight. So for such a right cause, there is a necessity for fighting. Although one is situated in Krishna consciousness, may not have any interest in the world, he still works to teach the public how to live and how to act. Experienced persons in Krishna consciousness can act in such a way that others will follow, and this is explained in the following verse. So Krishna is saying to Arjuna that he should perform his prescribed duties, that he should fight because he is a kshatriya, and Krishna mentions that even kings like Janaka were all self-realized souls, and when somebody is self-realized, he doesn't have to do any kind of these activities anymore. And so Krishna says, Prabhupada says in the purport also, that even such a king Janaka, who was self-realized, liberated person, was just doing the prescribed activities just to set example for the people in general. So he was performing his duties according to Varnashrama Dharma, even though when somebody self-realized, he is not anymore, doesn't have to be in Varnashrama Dharma system. So, it is mentioned here, Prabhupada says that he was transcendentally situated. So that means he was liberated, and that's why he was also a great king, because when somebody is liberated, he can also see things as they are, and he is, as Prabhupada mentioned, he's on transcendental platform. So we can see from this verse that until we don't become liberated, even then we should follow our prescribed duties, just to first of all become purified by it, and then later on when we become liberated, just to show example. Like Srila Prabhupada was Paramahamsa, he didn't have to follow any rules and regulations, but he did it to show others the example. This is Acharya, one who shows by his example. How should others do it also? So he was also, like we have example of Vamsidas Babaji. He was also Paramahamsa, and he was out of Varnashrama Dharma. He was Mahabhagavat. So he didn't have to follow, and he didn't follow the rules because he didn't care. But of course, we need example so that we can follow. But that doesn't mean he was not pure devotee, because he didn't follow the prescribed duties, like mentioned, for Varnashrama Dharma and so on. But just to show example to others, Janaka did it, big king, so that others can follow. So in the next verse, Krishna just mentions that whatever a big man performs, common man follows. And so we should follow authorized persons, and by their mercy, we can attain perfection. So there is a beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, where there's a nice conversation. It's like this: "My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the unrevolved path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of rice cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble." So, when somebody doesn't realize the knowledge, it is still jnana. When we read the books, it is all knowledge. So, it is said, Gauranga Maharaj said that jnanis are puffed up fellows because they think they know everything. And vijnanis are very humble and meek. Why? Because they have realized something. So, to become humble and meek, we have to realize something. Then we will become humble, just like some of the disciples of Prabhupada said. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't anywhere said in Shikshashtaka that we should accept a spiritual master. And Prabhupada said, yes, but how will you become Trinada Pisuni Chena if you don't accept a spiritual master? So it's like that. We have to accept an authority and follow. And by the mercy of pure devotee, we will become humble and meek. And just as today Maharaj was saying on the lecture, that tattva is important to understand it. Before understanding tattva, we will not get the benefit of rasa. So we have to understand Krishna tattva, Gaura tattva, and so on. Many tattvas are there, jiva tattva, and so on. So we have to understand these tattvas, not just by jnana, but we have to realize it. And by realizing it, we become liberated. In a liberated stage, as you mentioned, Prabhupada says that Janaka was transcendentally situated in the transcendental platform. So he was self-realized, liberated person. So, and then they were following him. He was doing his prescribed activities, just for the example, for the people. So everybody followed. So we should try to understand tattva and try to realize it, of course, not just know it. And it's said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was explaining that tattva brahma means philosophical misconception. It means that by cultivating jnana, you didn't understand the tattva. And if you don't understand the tattva, it is called anartha. So if you don't understand the tattva, then you're not, your anarthas will not be purified. So that's why it is important to understand tattva. Prabhupada was talking about tattva. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a lot talking about tattva. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and all our acharyas. And mostly after Prabhupada was Gaura Govinda Maharaj. He was explaining deeply tattvas. As I heard, Prabhupada personally instructed him to go more deeper in tattva and explain it to devotees. And he did. There are many books from Gaura Govinda Maharaj, and they're very nice. So in some of his books he is deeply discussing about tattva and also about rasa. So when you understand tattva, then rasa will be, there will be taste for it. And for, I wanted to read one verse. It is from Bhagavad Gita. It is from the 9th chapter. It's number 24, where Krishna says, I'm the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Therefore, those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down. So, Krishna says here that he is the enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. So, whatever we do, we should do it in an attitude that we are doing this for Krishna. When we go to do japa, At least I'm doing it. I always pray to Paramatma that I'm doing this for you and for my own purification, so that later on I can serve you in the attitude of devotional service. So, because if we chant and fight with our minds, nothing will come out. Pure name will never come out like that. And by chanting Nama Parada, we will not get so much benefit. By chanting Nama Basa, we will at least get liberation. So if we avoid 10 offenses, then we can chant Nama Basa stage. But our goal is to gain Krishna Bhakti. So that's by chanting Shuddha Nama. And by chanting Shuddha Nama, we get Krishna Prema. But that's not also easy to get on this platform. We have to associate with someone who is already there, chanting Shuddha Nama all the time. So in Jiva Dharma is explained that just by Sadhu Sangha, if we associate with bhaktas who are chanting Shuddha Nama, we can chant Shuddha Nama and get very quickly purified. So Krishna is saying here that he is the master and the enjoyer of all sacrifices. And whatever we do, we should do it for the pleasure of Krishna. And naturally we will be happy. And we should, as I mentioned a few times, that we should cry for Krishna, because we are not having a sincere desire really to serve Krishna. It's not very strong, it's not so powerful. We're here because in one point it's very nice, materialistically, you know, it is. We have, you know, Krishna is giving opulence, and because we are chanting, by chanting on Nama Parada stage we get three things, which is religiosity, economic development and sense enjoyment. So we get it even if we chant Nama Parada stage. But this is not our goal. So on Nama Basa stage you get these three and liberation, and on Shuddha Nama you get pure Prema Bhakti. And it is said that one who chants Shuddha Nama, he will immediately see the beautiful face of Shyama Sundar and very easily get Krishna Prema. So what we have to do is cry that, because we are not having that sincere desire really to serve Krishna, because we are still in the three modes of nature, Rajas, Tamas and Sattvagun. And to become liberated, we have to pray and cry to Krishna to give us His mercy, and we have to convince Krishna that we really want Him. When we convince Krishna, then He will see that there is something, that there is a hope. Like some of the disciples of Guru Govinda Swami, He was explaining them that they went so mad, they said, "We'll never go to Krishna. You know, this is so difficult, you know, to get Krishna Prema." Because He said, only who has Krishna Prema can go to Krishna. So they said, "We give up." And then Maharaj said, "Yeah, so now here there is hope, because you're thinking like this." So we have to sincerely pray to Krishna. And if we want that Krishna really hears our prayer, then we really have to cry in our heart all the time. And I've experienced during japa, sometimes I chant and it's that there is no taste, so I don't want to chant. There's nothing. Why do I want to chant? You know, it's just Nama Parada stage. So when I go to chant, I'm crying, "Krishna, I cannot do this without your mercy. Please give me your mercy," and constantly crying in the heart. And then real taste is coming there. It is coming. And then, at least for me, the japa is good then. So we have to cry from our heart and show Krishna that we really want Him. And there's another verse, also in the ninth chapter. where Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. So we should always try to have in our consciousness whatever service we do. We should just have the attitude of this is a service for Krishna, that's all. And leave it all up to him, not be attached. And everyone will get experience if somebody does it. I already got experience. When you come in this mood, you surrender to Paramatma, and he said this is service for you. And not being attached and doing it, then it will be very nice and sweet. So, Krishna says also the next verse that in this way you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me in the principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. So Krishna says if we are doing our duties, if we offer everything to Krishna and do it in a mood of service, then you will be liberated, he says here, and come to me. So this is a very nice verse from 9th chapter, text 28. 27 and 28. So we can get Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explained that from Shraddha to Nishtha is very difficult part. But after Nishtha to Prema, it's very easy. Because once you get liberated, you're transcendentally situated, as mentioned in the verse we read in the third chapter, that Janaka was transcendentally situated. And that we should also do it like that in Krishna consciousness, complete Krishna consciousness. And we should get the qualities of Vaishnavas, all these qualities, humbleness, being meek, tolerant, and so on. So Krishna also said that one who gives up all pets and simply worships me, who worships Krishna, is the best amongst men. So also Krishna says that just leave up jnana, yoga and karma and just cultivate bhakti, because Krishna is only attracted by bhakti. Just like once Krishna said to Narada Muni, I'm not in the hearts of the yogis, I'm not living in the Vaikuntha planets, but I reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy names. So Krishna is there present when pure devotees are chanting his names, where Harikatha is going on, where Kirtans is going on, it is all Harikatha. So Krishna comes and runs to that place immediately, where pure devotees are talking about Krishna. So even though we are reading the third chapter of Karma Yoga, still we should practice Varnashrama Dharma system, but our goal is Prema, Krishna Prema. This is our goal. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, until one is not liberated, he should stay in Varnashrama Dharma and do his prescribed duties. Even after that, we can see Janaka was still, even though he was self-realized soul, he was still following and showing by his example that so that others can follow and do the same thing. So we shouldn't be attached to the results. And the most important thing is to have relationship with Krishna all the time. Not to be just in our minds thinking, oh, what is this, what is that, how is it going to be, and so on. We should just leave the problems and we should surrender to Paramatma, as Krishna said in the 18th chapter, text number 61, I think it is, where Krishna says to Arjuna, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and in directing and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. And the next verse he says, O son of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode. So we have to establish our relationship with Paramatma and become Brahman realized, Paramatma realized, and then we can become Krishna, Bhagavan realized, we can realize Bhagavan. So, by having an everyday better relationship with Paramatma and surrendering to him, you will feel Paramatma there. And one day we will be transcendentally situated and be in peace. So, as I mentioned, we have to understand the tattva. As this morning on the lecture Maharaj said, so by realizing tattvas, we are becoming transcendentally situated. So we have to hear from someone who has realized the tattva. Then it's very easy for us to also realize it just by hearing. Prabhupada said, this is the most important process. He said, you can be whatever you like, whatever you want, you can do any job, it doesn't matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just instructed that we should first do Shravanam, hearing all the time about Krishna, about the tattva and so on, about the Shastra, so that we will realize Krishna one day and that our misconceptions goes away and anartas. So that actually real devotional service, as described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, starts when you come on the level of Nishta, which means Brahma-Bhuta stage, this is liberation. So then real devotional service actually starts, because Bhakta is one who has Bhakti. And by realizing Tattva and so on, we will be transcendentally situated. 024. Even when we sleep, it is like that. So, we should try to understand the tattva from someone who realized it. So I will stop here, and if you would like to give a comment, something, question, can I ask? Okay. Thank you very much for listening. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki. Nitya Gaur Premananda.